That uncertainty was evident when a Bridgeport Board of Education meeting Tuesday night was scuttled shortly after several members complained it was illegal because adequate public notice had not been given. At issue is a divided board. A five-member majority, including Chairman Kenneth Moles, support Vallis.
Until we hear back from the Supreme Court. So Mr. Vallis will maintain his position as a superintendent until we are further notified.
A four-member minority wants to remove Vallis pending the appeal. Maria Pereira is one of the four.
So I would like us to establish a superintendent search committee. I think we should appoint an interim superintendent. And be prepared because the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case, but that's certainly not a decision in the case.
The case alleging Vallis had taken a sham course to meet state requirements to head the school system was brought by retired Bridgeport Superior Court Judge Carmen Lopez.
Unlike what people are saying that the system will fall apart if Mr. Vallis leaves, I don't think so. I think that systems find a way to keep going.
Lopez says Vallis should heed the lower court decision by Connecticut Superior Court Judge Barbara Bellis and move on.
Judge Bellis issued a 28-page decision. She went through the facts and she determined that what Paul Vallis attended was not within the meaning of the statute. She then had a hearing last week on the 10th. She decided to terminate the automatic stay so that the city of Bridgeport could find a qualified superintendent. If Mr. Vallis did the honorable thing, he would leave.
Cornelius Midas is the father of two children in the school system. He's upset the crisis might affect his children's education.
When I first came in, Bridgeport was just like this. We didn't have a superintendent. They didn't know when schools were going to open, if they're going to open on time. 5 years ago, it's just like that again. But if Paul Vallis stays there with his plan, we will open on time because he has a plan in place.
The state Supreme Court expects to receive briefs on the Vallis appeal by August 13th. The oral arguments are anticipated to take place in mid-September, during the first week of the High Court session. A decision is expected well into the new school year. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.